everybody. Happy new week. I hope you're doing absolutely amazing. I'm so excited about this morning's interview with our recently published author, hot off the press, Donna LaVille, who is here right next to me from Adelaide. Good morning.
Good morning, Nat.
I absolutely love your energy, and I can't wait to have the discussion we are going to have. I'm just checking that we are live on Facebook. Yep, and I've got my comments down. So if you're going to watch this as live, please comment if you're live, and then if it's a replay, let us know it's the replay, and we'd love an interaction or any questions that you might have as we go through. As you can see right there behind Donna, she's got her hot off the press book, See You, Reclaim You, Be You. But before we get stuck into any of the discussion, let me give you her official introduction, and then we can get into some of the stuff that we're going to talk about, escaping the quicksand of your isolating negative beliefs. So guys, Donna LaVille is the author of See You, Reclaim You, Be You, a badass guide to getting you out of your own head and mastering your life. She's born in the UK. Donna is a biracial, bisexual, cisgendered woman. Her adoptive parents immigrated to Australia away from any connection to Jamaican race and culture. She felt alone, a misfit in stereotypical Australia. This intersectionality led her to relate to and be an amazing ally to diverse groups. Donna experienced an array of traumas, the death of family and friends, sexual assaults, death threats, discrimination, bullying, and divorce. These left her emotionally and physically broken. She learned skills and techniques not just to recover her self-esteem, but to thrive. Working in various high-stress careers helped her harness and hone these techniques, finding them applicable to all areas of her life: trauma, surgical, nursing, acting, and singing. These are the strategies she now passes on in her book and speaking engagements. Her goal is to guide everyone around her to tap into their badass and succeed. Wow, Donna, so much to share. So let's start at the very beginning. You know, when did you start thinking about writing a book, and kind of what made you finally, like, you know, do it? What was the line in the sand moment?
Okay, so I think the whole the idea of writing a book came years ago. I did a show at the Fringe back in 2006. The Adelaide Fringe is a big festival we have here. It's the biggest Fringe festival in the Southern Hemisphere, I believe, still. Mm. So I did a show there, and I told my story, my adoption story, basically. And everyone came up to me and said to me, "Wow, you've got so many stories to tell, and you should write a book." And I thought, yeah, I should. But then I didn't know where to start. I had no idea where to go. So it's been all those years since then thinking about writing a book. People encouraged me. I had so many lived experiences I wanted to share with people, but it wasn't until now that I had the knowledge and the experience of overcoming all of those experiences to be able to share with others. So.
Yeah, awesome. So 2006 to 2022, because 2023 we're already in publishing and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, so was there a moment that you, was it about being ready, or kind of emotionally and mentally and, like, I guess resources and people that were going to help you, that finally made you go, okay, I'm going to do it now?
Yeah, I was on Facebook one day and found you, Nat.
That was it.
Yeah. you popped up. I did your little 3-hour workshop, and that day I sat down and I planned out all my chapters, and I got straight on that call with Stu the next day, and I was on. I was ready. I was in the right place at the right time, and your ad just came up, and that's been the way that things have happened a lot in my entire life. You know, my Fringe show, I just finished my university degree, and I threw myself straight into doing a Fringe show because the opportunity came up. Yeah. I went to Japan to teach English because my partner at the time was going over there on contract. So I threw myself into that. It's one of the best years of my life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's when opportunities come up and I don't say no. I look for those opportunities and I throw myself into them and I just go for it.
I love it. I love it. That's the concept of say yes, then work out the how. I love it. Very cool. So tell the listeners a little bit about what would they get out of reading your book. I know we read your introduction, but what do you what message do you want to bring out into the world, and how do you want to help people?
Well, look, I really want to help people to overcome adversity. I want them to become resilient. And a lot of people look at that word resilient and they are, you know, thrown off by it. They're sick of being resilient. They're sick of having to cope with things. But, you know, resilience is an amazing thing. And people who have it actually thrive and succeed in life. It's the people who don't have resilience that really need to knuckle down and try and find ways to thrive. So I really want people to understand and challenge their negative thought process that goes on. We all have it. We all have negative thoughts. Yeah. I call them ants in my book because they're like ants that crawl in. And, you know, they take over the picnic blanket. You know, they get into your brain and they mix you up. And you don't know what you can do with your life because you're constantly telling yourself that you can't, that you're not worthy. I want people to see themselves as worthy. I know that in my book I've given people a lot of techniques that I could even share a few with you today.
Yeah, please. Yes, I love the metaphor. I love the metaphor of ants and the picnic blanket and they set up and they take over and all that sort of stuff. That's a great way. I was about to ask you because you want to talk about recognizing, understanding, challenging, and banishing those ants. Give us some hot tips. You know, how do we, because you have such an amazing attitude and, as I've said, lots of energy. And, you know, some people like, I go, how does she do that? You know, what is it that you tap into? Because some, you know, even for positive people, they still have days where they're down and the little ants come in.
Yeah, 100%, Nat. I think it doesn't matter who you are. You could be an introvert. You can be an extrovert. You can be seen as a very positive person on the outside. I mean, you look to the stars like, you know, Robin Williams, for example. You know, everyone saw him as such a positive being, but on the inside, he still had those doubts. He still had those ants running through his brain that took him to where he left us in life. So I don't want to see people go that way. I want to see people start looking at their life. And the way to do that is to actually sit down, look into the mirror and look at yourself, look deep into yourself and find what those ants are. And I have a little mirror technique that I share in, I'm pretty sure it's in chapter one, actually. Okay. It's right at the beginning. And it's basically just, even when you're brushing your teeth, you're looking in the mirror and you're brushing your teeth, not for those few seconds, you know, real quick brush, no. Full 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, the 2 minutes. Yeah, the
clock. Yeah. And while you're doing that, instead of just, you know, going through the, you know, all that rush of I've got to hurry, stop. Just bring yourself into that moment and think deeply about what it is you're looking in the mirror. I look in the mirror and I go, oh, look at that ugly face. Mm. And everyone else looks at me and thinks, wow, you're beautiful. Mm. So I want to know where that came from. That's one of my ants. Mm. So I write that little ant down and I start to work into that ant and work out where that came from. Mm. And that takes you through to chapter two, where I have my ODC, not OCD, but ODC. It's all about, you know, sort of the origin, the discovery, and the creation. So the origin is where that ant came from. And in chapter two, I give people the techniques to work out where your ant came from, that background to it. You've got to look back into the past to discover where it was originally created, yeah? So I've looked back and I've realised that it was way back in school when I was told I was ugly because I was black. I'm not really black. I'm kind of brown. but the kids I was at school with, they didn't know any different. They were taking things from society and children can be cruel. As we know, they say a lot of things while they're trying to find their way in the world, but those things stick. Mm. And I realized that's where it came from. I thought because I was dark, I was ugly. And then I went, oh, I've worked that out now. So then I moved into my discovery phase, and then so on and so on into my creation of a new pathway in my brain to get rid of that ant, to banish it forever, and start thinking, wow, every time I'm brushing my teeth in the morning, I go, wow, you look good.
Yeah, I love that. Love it. I'm going to do that tomorrow. And it's such a good thing, because those 2 minutes can be, what are you using them for? You know, you could use them for something productive for yourself to start the day, or discover something about yourself. Then, you know, kind of thinking of the list of things you've got to do next, you know, in terms of what's coming up. So it's a great little, I think it's a great little anchor as well to do some self-work on. That's really cool. Do you have another one for us?
Yeah, look, you know, when it comes,
tips, by the way, I love practical tips.
Oh, I got plenty of those. Yes. when it comes to, you know, finding out that, you know, you were really hating on yourself, then it's about turning around and starting to love yourself again, that development of self-belief, mm-hmm. you know. So I go into chapter 2, I go into affirmations. Now, I don't do my affirmations in front of a mirror. I write them down. So for some people, it works to do them in front of a mirror, to stand there and just repeat to themselves over and over, you are beautiful, you are beautiful, and eventually it sinks in. You know, I don't know if you remember, you might be too young, or you may not have been in Australia when the ad came on for, I think it was Colgate toothpaste or something like that. And it was Mrs. Marsh, and she had the chalk and she dipped it into some blue dye, and then she broke the chalk and you could see that the dye had soaked in through the chalk. It's, oh, it really sinks in. It gets in there, you know. Yeah. Affirmations slowly sink in and they get in there and they banish those ants eventually. It takes time and it takes effort. Yeah. And that effort is worth it 100%. And there's something I want to share with the readers today, Nat, that I didn't tell you about.
Oh, tell me.
And that is that I have a diary.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, a badass diary. Actually, I'll just open it up so that screen's not covering it so much. Yeah, so there you go. Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's a badass diary. And when the readers get hold of my book, at the back of the book is a QR code, and mm-hmm. it leads you to all these practical exercises that you can write down, ways to organize your life. In there's a lifestyle planner that gives you the 5 essentials, like nutrition, exercise, sleep, your fun, and your fun work-life balance. You know, yep. you've got to get that balance in place, and also how to chill out. So amazing. It's all in there.
So there's another practical tool, right? Like, sit down and fill out. And I also love what you said about affirmations, because they are very much, a lot of people teach them, but so few do them properly. One of my strategies, if I can share, that I did with my affirmations, and this has to do with brushing your teeth, so I'm going to tie it back to the brushing the teeth thing. I laminated them. I'll just show you now, because this is
brilliant.
You know, my wall. So this is laminated affirmations, right? They now sit in my office. But in my first 3 years when I started this journey, I had this laminated a few times, and I had it in both of our bathroom showers. So while I was brushing my teeth, I was reading my affirmations. So again, it's time saving, but you need to do it consistently. Otherwise, as you say, the dye is not going to sink in. And yet again, you've used a beautiful metaphor for that.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of illustrate that you got to do it. You know, you don't have to be 100% perfect, but if you do it 80% and 20%, maybe you've forgotten or whatever it is. I'm a big, big fan that they do truly work.
Yeah, and that's something I've done too. I've put things up in the toilet. I've put things on the fridge. I put things in places where I go to them often. And even now, this is a weird one, but even inside the wardrobe, when I open the door of the wardrobe, there's a big sign that says "You are special," and it's like I open that up and it says "You are special." I'm like, oh, I know. Thank you so much. You know, so that just gives you that little brightness, you know, and you can do it for your partner. If your partner has a lot of issues with their own ants, you can actually get little laminated signs and put them in places where your partner will see them. You can leave little post-it note stickers in the top drawer when they open up the top drawer and go to grab something out of there, you know, and when they see that, that brings that brightness to them. They know they're loved, they know they're cared for.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful, I think it's a romantic gesture as well if you leave them little notes on things that they can find. You know, go get a stack of post-it notes and just stick them all over the place. They won't leave any mess on your stuff. That's a really cool one, you know. And I guess it's tell someone else is to fill their cup as well. But in return, they'll end up filling yours because it's just, it's that giver's game.
100% now, 100%.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Goal setting. You know, tell me your idea around goal setting because you know how it's kind of spoken about so much. And I love the way you've brought these ideas in because we've heard some of these things about affirmations, about, you know, kind of mirror work and all that sort of stuff. But I love how you have described, and this is what I say to all my authors. Yep. It doesn't matter if you're writing another self-help book, another weight loss book, whatever it is, it's your own flavor, the way you bring it to the world, and they really like they can really grasp it. So tell me a little bit about how you foresee goal setting and how do you make it fun?
Yeah, well, look, for me, the first thing is you've got to know your goals. Right. A lot of people, they've lost touch with their dreams and what they actually want to aspire to in life, and they just sit back and go back on the couch potato lifestyle and they just sink into that television and they think, oh, life's not worth it anymore. Me, I do this.
Mm-hmm.
I actually sit in a field of flowers and I imagine my own goals, my own dreams. And I'm all about visualization. So I'll close my eyes and I'll visualize what I actually want to achieve. That's the first thing, is just actually knowing what they are. And once you know what they are, you can get into the what goal structure that I have. So what goal, W, is the five W's. Okay. So the what, the who, the why, the where, the when, and that is the beginning of structuring how you're going to achieve your goal, knowing what your goal is, knowing who can help you to get that goal done, knowing why you want to do it, you know, and knowing where it's going to take you, and knowing when you're going to start it and when you're going to finish it, setting that time frame. Yeah. So that's a very brief overview of what I expand on in chapter two of my book. So I start that quite early in the book as well.
I love that. And we've only spoken about a couple of chapters so far. There's so much more.
Oh, there's so much more. There's so much more. And then you go on to the how you start structuring the how you're going to, you know, achieve this. Mm-hmm. And that's the H in the what. Mm-hmm. The A in the what goes through the access. What resources do you have access to? And I had you guys, you know, you guys were my massive access to getting into writing this book, you know. And then again, the T for the time frame, getting your time frame right, you know, setting it all out and using what I call my mind time cheat process, which is a 10, 20, 30 minute thing, right, as I like to call it. And I started one of my clients started off, she wanted to get back into doing her painting again. And I said to her, well, you know, I got her to go through the what and work out why she wanted to do it, and all of those W's, you know. And I worked out that she had this absolute need inside of her to express herself. So I said to her, well, what's stopping you? We worked on her affirmations a little bit. Once she got through her affirmations, I said, okay, just do it. She goes, oh, I don't know. Like, I said, no, go today, go get your workspace and get it ready.
Yeah.
Now that you've got your workspace ready, tomorrow for 10 minutes, I want you to paint. I don't care if you just get one stroke on the page. I want you to paint for 10 minutes. I don't want you to think too hard about what you're trying to achieve or trying to finish a project. Just start.
Mm.
And you're going to do that every day this week for 10 minutes. Next week, you're going to set a timer for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And the week after, you're going to set a timer for 30 minutes. She showed me that painting that she has finished. And it's the same colors as my book, which just blew me away. She's got the red and the yellow and the orange in there. It's just gorgeous. And it's all these beautiful swirls. And she said she just felt so natural painting again. And I said, yeah, because you just got in there and did it. But you tricked your mind into, you're like, oh, I don't have time. I don't have the space. Yeah, 10 minutes a day. You tricked your mind. And you just kept increasing on that.
I love that. That's when I tell you guys 2 hours twice a week. That's all, but be consistent. Yeah?
Yeah.
And if you can do 2 hours twice a week, you'll get there. You know, you'll smash out so much in a few months' time. Marion's just saying in the comments, I get the pain thing, and a few other people have joined. So good morning. And if you're live, type in live on our Facebook Live. I know some people are listening to this on YouTube or podcast, so ignore that. And if you're listening to a replay, let us know and leave us a comment as well below. That's awesome. So many practical things. And actually what I got out of that for myself is, rather than a field of flowers, I was thinking soon I'm going to be up on my Gold Coast and going to the beach quite often. So I'll just lay in the sand or somehow set up and do one of those, because take yourself to a beautiful place where you can dream. And maybe for me, into the waves and all that kind of stuff. So I love that little actionable thing, rather than sit in an office and set your goals. Go in a creative space, right?
Exactly.
I love that.
And something really, really cool that I do with a lot of my patients, because I'm a surgical trauma nurse. So as they're going off to sleep, quite often I will say to them to think of a place that they absolutely love and imagine that they're there. When they wake up, they quite often will say something that relates to that place.
Yeah.
So, you know, it actually, as they go off to sleep, is their first memory waking up. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to visualize really good positive things, especially in such a traumatic time of their life, going off to sleep for surgery, you know.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And I think that's a good point as well, just before you go to sleep, visualize something that you want, because we have an opportunity also to reset ourselves each day. Also, when you wake up, if you have fallen asleep with something positive, you wake up with something positive, and therefore you set the vibration forward for that day. So Donna, tell me, how will you be helping people moving forward with the book and the things you want to do? And then let's talk about how was the process and going through it. I mean, you already have such a wonderful tool with that diary, but tell me how you hope to help people.
Well, my plan is to get out there and do some public speaking. I'd like to talk in schools. I'd like to talk at mental health conferences. You know, ultimate goal in the future, TED Talk. I remember saying to Stu, oh, it would be awesome to do a TED Talk one day. I don't know if I'll ever get there. Man, I'm going to get there.
And
I'm going to be
the
there one day.
Now, two of our authors with our contact. So as soon as you're ready, reach out to Carly, I think. Yeah, Carly. Yeah, I was thinking, is it Kylie or Carly? But yeah, you definitely, you speak so well. And you know, like Dad said, like these little tools, the way you've made them your own, the way you describe them is really unique and really easy to listen to.
Yeah, thank you. And I really want to get on to do some webinars, and I want to do some workshops with people. I'd love to take on some more clients, some more one-on-ones.
You'll do some one-on-one coaching, yeah.
Yeah, do a one-on-one coaching with people, really help them achieve their goals. I don't always get to see the outcomes of my patients in the hospital. You know, they come in, they have their surgery, they go off to the ward, I never see them again. You know, occasionally, well, you know, I might bump into them in the corridor when I'm heading down for a coffee, but they're not going to remember me because I'm in my scrubs, you know. So I have to take that positive, what I've done for my patient from the inside, and take that on for myself and remember that. But I really want to achieve helping other people in their lives. I want to get that feedback from them to help me strive forward and develop even more tools for more people in the future as well.
That's really cool. Well, Jacinta's just said, I'd love to touch base. She's also one of our authors, but yeah, connect with her and you never know. Like, I think that's where I started, and it's so wonderful and fulfilling when you do get to work with people one-on-one. We don't get to do it as long as, you know, sometimes because we end up being in a huge demand, so you're doing a lot more speaking and group work. But definitely, I think if people can get, you know, snatch up some opportunity to work with you now, just do it. And one thing I wanted to show you guys, Donna hosted a book launch recently, and I just love this photo you got. I'm just sharing that on the screen. Everyone's holding up that, and what a beautiful cover. As bright as you, you know, your eye, your personality, that really stands out. And congratulations on the success of that, and everything that you're going to do moving forward. Final thing, how was the process? You found us when the student is ready, the teacher showed up, and how did you enjoy going through the 48 hours of the program?
Oh, look, you guys guided me the whole way through, and I really struggled with the tech side of things, you know, getting everything set up and all this internet business. And it took me ages to get my head around everything because I've come from a nursing background where I don't really have to do anything but type in the reports into the same system over and over and over. Learning all of this new tech was great for me. And I found that you guys were a massive resource. You know, you helped keep me on target, on goal, on, you know, just on track all the time. And if I had those little down moments, I could just log in and get back into my positivity using my community. You guys are my community, and community is something I talk a lot about in my book as well. So I was looking for that community feel, and you guys gave me that. And I was really grateful to meet you guys in Melbourne as well, which was when I traveled over.
We had a brunch. We got to meet face to face, which is so rare in this online Zoom world nowadays that we most of us operate in, you know, due to everything that has pivoted that way. But yeah, whenever we get a chance, and I know you said it's important for you to meet people in real life, and it happened. So yeah, I really appreciate it. You've been a wonderful student, if you want to call you author now, to help. And tomorrow your ebook version of the book is launching on Amazon internationally. So guys, we want to give you where to buy the book. So first of all, I want to share with you guys Donna's website. So here's the website. It's donnalaville.com. L-A-V-I-L-L is the surname. And as you can see it on the screen, if you're just there on a podcast and listening, so donnalaville.com only, and you can see the book there, and you can get a physical copy. I'm sure Donna will be more than happy to sign it for you. But if you wait just under 24 hours, it will also launch on Amazon at just 99 cents, and you can get the e-version copy. But I think a hard copy would also be very valuable alongside the e-version because of some of the things that are available with the workbook, with some of the other stuff that you can access there. And I always love when I do have practical books to like highlight and write on them and stuff like that, because you feel like you've done something for your life, you know, something for yourself. I'm always reading either a business-related book about a strategy or financial, I guess, independence, or like, you know what I mean, like investing and stuff. And then there's my self-help, like kind of spiritual kind of books that I, that I love to read. I don't read anything else because I just always want to kind of upgrade myself. I think, you know, my husband reads fantasy and things for enjoyment, but that's not my goals. Like I have different goals, you know, and I guess different things bring me joy. And I think book like that, I'm going to pick up Donna's book as well and on one of my trips and have a read now that I've heard her share the way she shares your practical tools. So anything last bits of words of wisdom you'd like to share with the listeners or viewers?
Well, I suppose really my big share is at the end of the book. I say, you know, is this the end or is this the badass beginning? It's just the beginning. I am planning on getting a few more books out there as well. And in this book, you've managed to get through and look at your ants and start, you know, squashing those and spraying those and stamping them out. But where do you go from there? Let's talk about your dreams. Let's talk about recovering from your traumas as well. I use my own personal stories in this book But I will be coming out with a lot more of my traumatic stories in my future books to help relate to people who've really struggled. And I really want to help them through those traumas next. So yeah, just that's really be cool. Badass.
You definitely need to be writing more books. You know, you speak so well around the topics. They really, really resonated with me today. And yeah, tackling different angles from all of the experience. And I always say it's not just there's a book in everyone, but I think there's multiple books in people once you know how to do the process, once you know how to unpack your information, organize it, and all that sort of stuff. So congratulations. I can't wait for you to launch tomorrow, you know, on Amazon and see how you grow through the stratosphere, and for us to connect again in 6 to 12 months and interview where you're at, you know, at with where the book's at, you know, in at that time and the people that you're helping. So congratulations. And guys, what a perfect way to start a Monday, as we always do these interviews on Mondays live. And doesn't that give you so many practical things you could just start implementing into your life immediately right now? So go out there, get Donna's book, or wait till tomorrow and go get it on Amazon, you know, and support her there. But from me and Donna, go and smash it out.
Bye, smash guys. It out.
Smash it out. Bye.